Do you get any of these words from that nigger you interviewed? Did he go through this same?
Yes, yes. I'd be glad to play part of it if you like.
I don't know. I just was wondering.
Yes. Well, just
you the, got more kind of an educated nigger.
No.
Could he read that?
Yes. Well, I've done two. One who couldn't read and write, and one who had about 8 grades of education. And but some of the vocabulary items, of course, are exactly the same. And then the tendency to maybe make a softer ending on the word is just typically Southern, you know, rather than northern and so forth. If a man caught a cold, and he got a funny sounding voice, you might say he became very...
Horse.
How's that?
Horse.
And if you want to send a message to someone, you write him a letter.
Right.
To go to New York, you might what on a plane?
Ride.
And fly. And a cowboy rides on a
horse.
And the parts of a tree that are underground.
Roots.
You strike a match to light a
fire.
The soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is
soot.
Milk comes from a
cow.
An unpackaged material that is bought without being measured in an exact amount. You know, now you buy peanut butter in a jar, but evidently years ago the grocer dipped it out of a barrel. Mm-hmm. And then they used to say we bought it in
book.
Okay. Your parents are your what and your what?
Parents.
Your, like you say, my and my.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, your parents.
Oh, parents.
Uh-huh.
My mother and father.
All right, or you might also say...
Mom and dad. Now, mom, we don't use that down here, but that my sister married a Bostonian, and they say mom.
Uh-huh.
Mother and father, or mama and daddy.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather and grandmother wouldn't tolerate daddy or papa.
Uh-huh.
They had to call him father.
Uh-huh.
And mother.
Right. What about...
I call my mom and daddy.
What do your grandchildren call their parents?
Well, my grandchildren call, as I said, I call my mother and father mom and daddy.
Right.
And I call my grandmother and grandfather grandmother and grandfather.
Uh-huh.
That he had those standards you had to live up to.
Sure.
Now, my little grandson, I have only one, when I was coming along, my grandmother, they tried to get me to say all the words and I couldn't do it, so I wound up trying to say granny. I couldn't say it, so I said Danny, D-A-N-N-Y.
Uh-huh.
And so now my little grandson calls me Danny.
Really? That must mean that a D is easier to
say
than
G.
G, isn't it? I'm a little squeak over here. Robins and blue jays and sparrows are...
Birds.
And this
feathered birds, that's okay. Paper.
Okay, and the color?
Why?
And if you had a 5-year-old granddaughter, you might say she is a very sweet little
girl.
A wagon has 4
wheels.
And your little grandson, you might say he's a smart little
tyke.
Okay, but the opposite of girl is
this boy.
And before he went fishing, he dug some what for
worms.
And the opposite of rich is
poor.
And she kept her coins in a small
purse.
How's that?
Purse.
A boy named William might be nicknamed
Bill,
or
Willie,
or if it's the masculine form of a goat, you might say a nanny goat and a
billy goat.
What?
Billy goat.
Okay. And the place where a lot of corn is grown is called a corn
field.